Begin transmission.
Yo soy Tatiana, hola.
Llegué tarde, ¿qué le podemos hacer? Ay, pues qué quieres que hagamos, por más que le quiera. Oye, pero mira, yo creo que tiene mucha razón a veces cuando escucha al mandril que inician en el programa, sí, cuando dicen que, pues bueno, nadie tiene la culpa de que llegues tarde si te duermes tarde. No. Si tú tienes un compromiso de llegar temprano a tu trabajo, duérmete temprano, descansa.
Oh, don't be confused, kids, because it is, in fact, 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the president and chairman of this committee. And although I've only been up for 20 minutes, I can tell you this. The first thing that happened to me when I woke up is I turned on the TV and I turned it to the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel told me it was 76 degrees outside. That is, of course, Fahrenheit, which is the coolest it's been probably in over a month. Is it really that cool out here? I don't know. I'm standing in the middle of the Heron Haven parking lot getting blasted by direct sunlight, so that's a big unknown. Although it does seem cooler than it has been. I rushed out of the house today, ate breakfast as fast as I could, and hoping that it was in fact this cool, I came here to Heron Haven as fast as possible. So here I am. I've got the little camera with me, and I'm approaching the shed hole, but I don't see any dudes. We're gonna be real quiet, and we're gonna be real sneaky, and we're gonna sneak up under the shed here, see if we got any dudes around here. Where's my dudes? I saw one of those wacky red birds. Well, where's my dudes? I don't see anything. Okay, so let's approach the hole. Who's in the hole? Is anybody in the hole? Can't tell. The hole's getting bigger. Slightly bigger. And over here in front of the shed, we've got, nothing going on. I don't even see any bugs flying around the holes. So I don't know where my dudes could be. I can't be here too early. It's early for me, but it's not really all that early in the day. It's shortly after 10 a.m. And now I'm walking through the loop that goes behind the butterfly garden. I'm hearing the occasional sound. I'm looking for stuff moving. There's a blue jay over there. I'm looking for dudes. I hear birds complaining. I don't see anything. But anyway, yeah, now that I'm back here in the shade, I can say that it is a little bit cooler today. Hooray! So that's nice. At least I won't die of heat today. I'm still hanging around back here in this little loop path. I'm not seeing anything back here. Alright, so we might as well head back into the forest and see what we can find. See what we can find in the way of dudes. Yeah, it's great. I'm actually out here and I don't feel any sting. I don't feel the heat sting. That's lovely. You know, as opposed to the last few times we've tried to come out here. So anyway, yeah, if you're wondering what that noise was, I was shutting the door on the little money donation mailbox. Alright, so what's happening here in the dragonfly pond? I don't see any dudes. Did I just walk through a web already? Yes, I did. Damn it. What's going up there on the bocage? Oh, just a bunch of bird business. And now I got spider webs in my eyebrows. And that's annoying. All right, so because I know I'm the only person who's been here today, I'm picking up a stick to use as a web stick. And we still got webs in my face. Wave this stick ahead of me as I walk to help prevent webs from getting in my face. And it's already too late and I can't get this web that's on my face off of it. This does mean, of course, that I can't carry my camera. God damn, there's webs all over me. That's the downside to coming here so early. Yeah, being the first one here means that you will see the dudes. But it also means that you will go face first into the webs. So anyway. Wait, what was that? I thought I heard little foot pads. Ah, damn it. Bug up my nose. Did I hear little footprints over here? Where are the dudes? Are there dudes out here today? I'm at the crossroads. I can't see anything. Everything is so overgrown, it's ridiculous. Oh boy. I can see a giant web up here. Chop, chop, chop. Oh man, this is webby today. I'm so focused on clearing webs that I'm probably going to miss seeing something awesome. I still can feel the web on my face that I walked into 5 minutes ago. Cannot get it off. Alright, here we are at the sub pond. There's nothing going on. Oh wait, way out there I see baby ducks. Where's the mommy? Maybe she's already hiding. All the ducks are now hiding under the tree. There's webs on my legs now. It's going to be a stupid web day. Okay. So we're heading out onto the boardwalk. The webs in my face are really starting to irritate me. And let's go see what's out here then. I don't really want to go out into the sun though. I'm doing so well not in the sun. But oh well, we gotta see who's out here. And as we walk out onto the water, I have a clear view of everything. And there's nobody out here. No dudes, no herons, no ducks, no nobodies, no scrats. I can see a couple frogs, but we're not here for the frogs, people. Oh no, we are not here for the frogs. So back into the forest we go. It's nice to get out of that sun. I'm still waving the stick in front of me, even though we've already come through here. just a habit. Oh, what do we got? Oh well. So what am I going to do when I get home? I'm probably going to drink some more of that apple flavored soda that I bought yesterday. And I'll probably go back to reading my book. I mentioned yesterday that I was thinking about picking up David Bischoff's Gaming Magi. trilogy again because I hadn't read that for a long time. Yesterday afternoon, I thought I had nothing else to do, and I thought, what the heck, maybe I will start reading those books again. So, I picked the first book up off my shelf. The first book is called The Destiny Dice, and you know how much I love dice. And I started reading it. I'm now walking over the land bridge. It's very hot. What was that sound? Crazy frog noises. Let's get back into the forest. Hooray, nothing's going on in the billabong. Yeah, so I picked up the first book, Destiny Dice, and I kind of forgot what a fast read it is. I don't know if it's large type or whatever, but I read all but the last chapter and epilogue yesterday, and I really didn't even read that long, probably not even 6 hours. Let's head into the, oh, there's another big web up here. I was gonna say, let's head into the wall blind, but no, let's don't. Look at this, there's a web I didn't even see before. So many damn webs. Webs, webs, webs. So today I'll finish off that first book in the series, and I'll pick up the second book. Some frogs down there in the Frog Harbor. And I'm still just walking through the forest, swinging my web stick, because I don't feel like getting all web-facey today, but it's already too late. I've already taken plenty of webs in the face. So we just keep on going. Yeah, and I'm already thirsty. I want to drink my apple soda. And I got some sandwich stuff for lunch. That will be good. Make us sandwiches. Oh, I'm kind of tired. I did wake up a little bit early. But here I am. I've got a lot of stuff I need to do today, really. Oh, here's a web. And we're almost to the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Now we're on it. Anything out there? Oh, we got what appears to be our duck with the single baby sitting out on a log out there. So that's, yeah, you know, typical. Walking over to the big blind now. What will we find? Will we see a whole bunch of ducks on the logs? My thumb is starting to hurt from waving the web stick. Luckily, I won't have to wave it very much longer. We just go into the big blind here and we're done. Oh yes, and we got ducks on the new log. How many we got out there? The ones I can see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. There's 30 ducks on the log. And there's about a half a dozen ducks in the delta. Plus there's a couple of random ducks just swimming around out there. But now I'm in the direct sun and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So I think I'm going to drop the stick and just turn right around. Because I'm walking around too fast, and I got webs all over my hands. Ugh. Been walking too fast. Oh, and I'm tired and I'm bored and I kind of don't want to be doing this today. I sort of do have other stuff to do. It seems really hot now. I got webs on this hand as well. Webby. So annoying. See you later, ducks. Yeah. So anyway, we're only halfway through the show, and I'd like to thank you for tuning into the Dubious Goals Committee. I get webs in my hair. How am I? I just came through here. How could I be getting more webs? Yada. And I've got nothing to talk about. Here we are at Herrenhaven. I don't see any dudes anywhere. That's what we're here for, to find the dudes. I think we're in that late summer slump. Oh, I just heard a big sound over here. What was that? Maybe there's gonna be some dudes up here. Who knows? Boy, this place is really overgrown and kind of unkempt. And is this a tooth on the ground? I want to pick this up. What is it? Oh no, it's a piece of bone. It's not a tooth. It's like the, this looks like it's part of a bird's skull. I'll just leave it there. Because I don't need more bones. Bones, bones, bones. You know, I'm beginning to wonder if it's really below 80 degrees right now. It does seem a little bit warm, but then again, I have been exerting myself a little bit. I'm walking too fast. Am I just trying to get this over with? What is this business? Oh, wow, there's a lot of scarab beetles mating on the leaves of these trees. Very interesting. Just on this one little thing, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pairs of mating scarab beetles. And I heard a voice. Is it time to leave? Well, we're leaving anyway, so what are you going to do? Yep, we got some more people here. So anyway, and they're trying to decide which way to go. But that was interesting with the beetles. Never seen that before. I probably should have taken a picture, but that would have constituted beetle porn. And I am not a beetle pornographer. I'm getting a little hot. Why am I so hot? I got flies flying by me. Maybe I just shouldn't be here this early. For my sake. Should I have stayed in bed today? Should I have tried to get that extra hour of sleep today? I probably should have. How late did I go to bed last night? I can't even remember. I watched a cool movie, though. Wait, what was that sound? Anyway. You know, it's just a bird up in the tree here. Yeah, I watched it. I didn't watch it all. I got into it late. And I thought, oh, I better not watch this since I'm jumping into it a half an hour late. And then I thought, well, this is on TCM, and on in the middle of the night. When are they ever going to play this again? I don't even remember the name of the movie. It was called something like, what was that called? Till the End of the World? And it was really long, and it was Wim Wenders. He was the director, or Wim Wenders. Depending on how you'd like to pronounce things. And it was great. It was sort of futuristic. It was sort of cyberpunk. William Hurt was in it. Sam Neill was in it. There was a couple of other people I didn't recognize. And it was pretty awesome. So anyway, As I make my way back to the parking lot, there's other people here now. So we got here just in time to leave. Whew. So back in the parking lot I am. Trying to wipe the webs out of my eyes. And walking across the parking lot, it's a little warm. Where's my car keys? I got some. So into the car we go, going back home to get something nice and cool to drink and to relax. Oh, and here I am. Okay, in 3, 2, 1. Yes, that's a zero. We're back in the studio, and I'm sitting in my one and only chair in front of my computer, drinking my lovely apple-flavored soda. Tasty. Not quite as good as Mundet's, but I kind of like it anyway. It's pretty good. So, I'm checking my email. I've got no emails, except for one that's from me to remind me to call Dan. And I already called Dan, and Dan wasn't around, but I left a message. And it's not important. It's not time sensitive. And the message I left was, okay, email me. So we'll see if Dan emails me. He will email me later. The other thing we need to check is to see if there's any action on my modeling website. And the action we're looking for today is to see if it's back up yet. Because the administrator forgot to renew the domain name or whatever. And yep, I'm getting the, sorry, the website cannot be found. And I know he's going to switch it over to a different domain name anyway. So we can just wait on that. It's a long story, but yeah, he forgot to renew this one, but got the other one and just needs to switch them over and blah, 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 blah. So that might take a little while. So we can just keep waiting. What else do we need to check? Oh, yes. We need to see if the Anon Radio website is currently up. Radio.net. Typing with one finger. Boom. And with all of the DNS weirdness we've been having recently around here, I have a feeling that this isn't going to pop up. No, and it does not. Error. Anonradio.net could not be loaded. Cannot resolve host name. Blah, blah, blah. Alright, so I guess we have no responsibilities today. That's good. Maybe this means I will go back to sleep. No, I can't. It's getting late now. And now that I'm up, I might as well just stay up. So, that's what we're doing. We're gonna stay up.
You have reached the drug screening phone line for Monday, July 24th. If you have any questions regarding the following message, contact your compliance monitor. If there is a problem with this message, call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. If your assigned number is listed, provide a specimen at your collection site today. Please call your assigned testing site prior to your arrival and arrive with a full bladder. The numbers are 180, number 205, number 209, number 300, number 308, number 326, number 341, number 345, number 767, number 987. Thank you.
Well, we haven't called that number in a while, so I thought that would be fun. That was moderately humorous. It sounds like they might have recorded a new message, though, because when she said bladder, it didn't sound like bladder. And I could hear weird stuff in the background, too. Well, maybe we should call some other phone numbers. I don't know. What do you want to call? Should we call anything? I don't know. It seems like there was... seems like yesterday or the day before I was thinking of a number. I thought we should try to call that on the show, but now I can't remember what it was. Was it Nut Job? And that was not it, but that was the other one. Last night I saw a commercial for a new movie called The Nut Job 2, and I thought, oh, Nut Job 2, that's a phone number. So let's call 1-800-NUTJOB.
We would like your opinion in a quick 3-question survey. As a thank you, select callers will receive a free Caribbean cruise for two for helping us. Let's begin. Are you or someone in your household 50 years or older? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
Well, was that predictable? the same old crap. And that reminds me, I think I just remembered the one I wanted to try, which was close to that one. But I'm not going to say what it is. And there we go.
For calling in today, you are entitled to a $100 shopping certificate, redeemable at major retailers like Walmart, Target, and many more. This reward is yours today for a small $1.95 fee, so make sure you have your credit card handy. To claim your $100 shopping certificate, redeemable at major retailers like Walmart, Target, and many more, press 1 on your phone now.
Yeah, let's don't. But I do want to try that number in a different form. Shall we say inverted? I'm dialing it now.
Welcome to the hottest place for triple X action with hot, horny college students. Housewives and girls next door waiting right now to get off with you. Oh yeah, baby, so many ways to get off. Just 69 cents per minute, Sam, if you're talking voice
personal. Of course. Oh, how stupid. If you just start dialing random 800 numbers, you're going to get phone sex lines, or you're going to get the... take a survey and you'll win a cruise and blah blah blah, and everything's a lie. You're being lied to, but you don't care, so keep dialing 800 numbers. Uno, ocho cientos. Oh brother, I'm so bored today. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten up so early. Maybe I should have tried to sleep some more. I am bored and I have nothing to do. Or do I? What was that? Was I supposed to do something today? I can't remember. Let's look on my calendar. No, my calendar doesn't say I need to do anything. So I don't know what to tell you. Ugh. Maybe I need to drink some more of my apple soda. I think I do. Manzanita Sol. Hecho en Mexico. Just like this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. I promise the shows won't be as boring as today. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。Welcome to my 世の中。